Today, in our series Tolleven Eight, Newfoundland Local Connections, we meet Catherine Grant.
Here I am. At last, I got here. It's mind-blowing, absolutely.
And Ray Bassett, the Irish ambassador to Canada. We met at a reception attended by the Mayor of St. John's, Dennis O'Keefe.
I'm the Mayor of the Holy City of St. John's.
In a beautiful fishing village called Kiddividdy.
My great-great-grandfather actually came over here in 1815. He was a Power, James Power. Came to St. John's in 1815 as a 15-year-old. Imagine that. Compared to being 15 years old today, it's absolutely amazing. When people came here from Ireland, they brought with them their name places, their locations, their history, their religion, their culture, and we celebrate it today. And that's the importance of the Irish Newfoundland connection. And what we're trying to do is nurture it, keep it alive for the next generation and generations to come on a two-way basis. It's too valuable to let go. But it will go unless enough of us nurture it and feed it and encourage it.
You're over from Slieveroo, Catherine.
I am, yes. I retired from teaching last year, so and I always was always on my to-do list, but I could never go because it was in September. The one thing that I will take home is the community spirit here. It is amazing, absolutely amazing. Like all the little communities we've been in, you know, people, they just can't do enough for us. And they're also Irish, like they speak the same as us, they look the same as us. If you looked at the group, like we say at Mass on Sunday, you couldn't pick out the Irish group. Because we all look the same and we sound the same.
And you've been off down the coast now before
St. Shots was fabulous. St. Shots was amazing. There are only 65 people living there. They have no shop, they have no bank, but they all get on so well together. They just are a community and they have to.
The connection is amazing though, because all the names and, you know, people
amazing.
Talking about coming from
amazing.
Your South Kilkenny. A lot of people came over here from South Kilkenny, going way back like to the 1600s.
1700s particularly and 1800s. Even looking at the newsletter on Sunday and looking at the people who had died, every single name you could actually identify in Slieveroo, not just in Ireland, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was Cleary's and Dalton's and Welsh's and Dwyer and, you know, all the names that we're familiar with.
Loads of Welsh's.
Loads of Welsh's.
All right, well, we're going in for the civic reception where the chairman of Carlow County Council, Charlie Murphy, is going to be making a presentation. The Irish ambassador to Canada.
That's right.
Thanks very much. First of all, it's a great honour to be here as chairman of Carlow County Council in Newfoundland. My first trip to Newfoundland has opened up my eyes. I'm here looking at a bunch of people, and I could be at home looking at a bunch of people. It's very similar to what we have at home. We have an 18-member Carlow County Council. Eamon,
Ambassador, we're here in a glorious little village just up from St. John's this morning, and you've come across from Ottawa, the state capital. What do you make of all of these connections? Are they terribly important?
They are. They're very, very important, and it's probably not realised as much in Ireland how deep the connections are now. When the recession hit in Ireland, at that time I was just coming out here in 2010, and my priority was essentially to open Canadian labour market to young Irish people. And to be quite honest, and in contrast with some other countries which I wouldn't name south of the border, the Canadian government massively increased the number of visas available for young Irish people. Now, there was huge demand. That demand is starting to taper off now as employment gets better in Ireland. But right around 2010, 2011, 2012, they increased the number of visas available for young Irish people from 2,000 up to 10,500, and it's probably the most generous allocation of any country in the world. And the reason they did that, apart from the fact that we have very bright and good young people, was the ethnic connection and the fact that, you know, a lot of the Canadian government ministers were of Irish background, and they had great sympathy for Ireland at that time, in our time of trouble, and hence I think it had a huge invigorating effect on the Irish-Canadian relationship, because we were always very close in the past, and then for a long time it sort of drifted away, and maybe the Canadians got obsessed with London and we got obsessed with Washington, not realising we had a very good bilateral relationship. But that has picked up unbelievably in the last few years. We've now a new free trade agreement with Canada where everybody can trade, Irish people can trade now with Canada, completely free of tariffs on 98% of their goods. And a lot of that is based on people, because that's our real link, is the people link.
Yeah. Tourism, I think that Irish people would be very interested in coming and spending holiday time here.
Absolutely. Like myself, I don't take to the sun. I get burned to a crisp and then go white again. But no, I mean, anyone who's looking for a holiday, you're not going to come to Newfoundland for the weather unless you come over to see the icebergs. But the scenery is spectacular. The people is terrific. Very, very like Ireland. And if people want to come to a place which is foreign but very familiar, this is the ideal place.
And finally, Ambassador, just thinking of young people listening to us in Carlow and Kilkenny and the surrounding areas, what sort of opportunities are there for young people to come over here to work?
Well, it's right across the range. Traditionally, in the last few years, we've had a very big influx of people in the construction industry. Canada is now beginning the economic growth has tailed off here. But the visa arrangement we have is for any area. So if you come over here, you get a visa, there you can go anywhere in Canada for 2 years, as if you're under 35, and you can work in any area. I mean, it's the same as Ireland. The growth areas are things like IT, are in public relations, a lot in the hospitality industry. But I would say to anybody who gets the opportunity, and I knew this myself and my own children have done it, it's greatly enriching to go away for a year or two and to come back with those skills to Ireland and those contacts. It's not a loss for Ireland if you bring the stuff back, and we're hoping that more and more people will come home.
Lisa, you're Knox from Mullinavat. So how did you get to come on the trip?
Well, we done the BA music degree in Waterford, but personally I wanted to kind of see both the difference and the similarities between the music, you know, from Newfoundland music and, I suppose, our Irish traditional music. But, I mean, it's the same. You know, it's like a home away from home, really.
They all seem to love the music. Like, when the music comes on, everyone just gets real happy.
And a lot of people came, Lisa, from the southeast over here, like way, way back.
Yeah, I'm learning loads, like from Mullinavat and the neighbouring villages, everyone is saying they came over. So we're learning a bit of history as well.
Making new friends along the way.
Yeah. Did you recognise, like, any Mullinavat accents in anybody, no?
Not really, but some of the words they'd say are like home, but a lot of them are, some of them are like Waterford, they kind of say bye a good bit.
Bye, I love it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on Talavon Aish, Newfoundland Irish Connections, we go on a boat trip in search of whales and puffins, but find a bald eagle.
So many seabirds.
A little piece of Kilkenny and St. John's.
It shows a map of the farms in freshwater and where people might have come from.
And some of the Carlow names of those who crossed the Atlantic.